In West Oak Cliff, a loss prevention officer saw Tommy Darnell Daniels, a 23-year-old man, expose himself in a Walmart. He was walking behind. He was walking around the stationary aisles. They have movable aisles at Walmart.
So he was slapping it down right there in the Walmart. Right there.
We did hear that just yesterday.
Anyway, he was walking around the stationary aisles.
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And he was, I guess, walking behind an employee, and he pulls it out and starts jimmying with it. And so then a loss prevention officer confronted him, because he also walked around to a register and was monkeying with himself there, too. Just kind of...
23 years old?
Yeah.
Sounds like he's got his act together.
So then he puts his genitals away and goes inside the restroom. That's when the Dallas police officer goes in to arrest him for indecent exposure. And when he was arrested for doing that, he punched the officer, and they used a stun gun on him. And he also bit an officer in the leg.
God. Man.
Playing with it.
How does it fall apart by age 23?
I don't know.
Like that.
Of course, Gordo was close to that at 23.
I was not close to that at 23.
You were a drifter.
I was not a drifter, despite the reporting in D Magazine. Reported that I was a drifter when I got the job.
You were a drifter.
No one knew what town I came from. And
I didn't. You claimed to be from Richardson. I didn't know.
I was from Richardson, and I am in the Richardson High School Hall of Fame, sir. And I need to respond to their email. They're trying to organize something. I'm going to donate some memorabilia to go in their front hallway.
Do you think that 24 years ago, when
interesting question.
This kid's parents
had great hope.
Found all out that they were pregnant. They were going to have a baby boy. They were so excited, and they sat around before his birth talking about what he might become. President, astronaut,
maybe at the baby
physicist.
Shower when they were opening all the gifts and the bottle warmers and
they
receiving blankets
and kissed and they said, "We're about to bring this life into this world. It's going to be wonderful."
Don't let him ask a question before you.
Did it ever cross their mind that 23 years down the road he would be on the floor being tased by police while biting one of their legs
with his genitals flopping around
in a Walmart?
Y'all have great hope. You do have fear that things are not going to go well. You don't have that vision, though. No.
I don't understand.
Unfortunately, because of all the stories of Muse in the news, every couple that becomes pregnant now has to think about this. Because of YouTube bozos.
How does the decision switch off in his head when he's just kind of mindlessly walking around the Walmart when he decides, screw it, I'm just going to pull it out and start doing
this?
He's
not right. There's something terribly wrong with that dude.
An Oklahoma guy. You ever heard of McLeod, Oklahoma?
You bet.
McLeod. That's, east of Oklahoma City?
It's a little bit east.
Well, Brad Davis and his stepfather, not the Mavericks, Brad Davis.
Tired number.
And his stepfather, Denver St. Clair.
What a haughty name.
Hello?
Second only to Raleigh St. Clair in haughtiness.
Right. Denver St. Clair, his stepfather. They started, they've been drinking all day. This happened on December 21st. They were pre-gaming for the Lord's birth. And so they get into this fight because Denver St. Clair started insulting Brad Davis's mother, who is his wife. Okay? So the stepdad starts bagging on the guy's mom. So they get into a fight. Denver St. Clair, the 58-year-old stepfather, tackled Davis in the kitchen area, then hit Davis in the face several times before he could make it back to his feet. And then Davis gets up and pulls Denver St. Clair's underwear up over his head, giving him what the police affidavit said is a atomic wedgie, an atomic wedgie.
The atomic one?
Yeah, pulls up the waistband from the back, up and over his head.
That's what the police said? That doesn't need to be in the police report.
What, that it's an atomic wedgie?
Right.
Well, it is. Denver St. Clair then asphyxiated on his own underwear.
What a horrible way to go.
So 58 years ago, when Denver St. Clair's parents brought home their bundle of joy.
It's surprising this happened in Oklahoma.
They ever imagined that his cause of death would be death by atomic wedgie in Oklahoma drinking for Jesus?
Of course not.
Are the police in their investigation going to have to measure the skid marks?
They're going to get the accident.
They do that in a car accident. But no.
Wow. That is that's a bad way to go.
As Denver St. Clair's eyes are bugged way out, looking at his own filth in his last moments of consciousness, do you think he was proud of what his life had become? At his last moments,
how do you go to
spent looking at his last meal? Well,
how do you go to his gross? How do you go to his funeral and keep a straight face, knowing that that's how he died, from an atomic wedgie?
You think their giggle fits broke
out? I doubt it.
All right, we got to run. Did you have a story about an alien?
Yeah, I did. Now, this is another great. Cormac McCarthy, you know him, the writer?
Yep.
His latest ex-wife is named Jennifer McCarthy, not Jenny McCarthy, 48-year-old artist from Santa Fe. She has been arrested for an unusual assault on her boyfriend. She was arguing with her boyfriend, 53-year-old boyfriend, over space aliens. The argument gets so heated, at one point, I guess she goes back and changes into some lingerie and comes out having grintercourse with a revolver. She has a revolver inside her.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Grangina.
Not really following the story.
I watched a half hour of ABC World News Tonight yesterday.
They were fighting over aliens. They were fighting over aliens. She gets so mad that she comes out of the bathroom in lingerie, I guess, and she's going Linda Blair with a Smith & Wesson.
How does that prove her point about aliens?
Well, then she removes the gun as it's looking like it just came out of a vat of egg whites, and holds it to the guy's face and says, "Who's crazy now?"
You win.
And the answer is her.
And so he wrestles the gun away from her and runs and throws it in the toilet and calls cops.
The toilet?
Yeah.
The toilet?
Yeah. It got thrown in the toilet, and then he retrieved it out of the toilet and threw it in a dumpster. Is she hot, though?
You have a picture?
Unfortunately, I do. And
I'm going to guess no,
judging
by your reaction.
I don't know if you can see her there.
Yeah.
Who does she look like? Kyle Orton?
A little bit.
A little bit.
All right, birthdays?
Birthdays today.